Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Clara episode. I discovered Clara through mutual friends through Fishbowl Studios. My favorite part of her episode was when she talked about her church days, because she was heavily into religion back in the day. And I liked how she talked about how she started making YouTube videos back in the day, like 9 years ago, and that's how her music got discovered. So I hope you enjoy. Thanks for tuning in.
안녕하세요. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Okay. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome music artist Clara.
Hey,
thank you for coming. 감사합니다.
네.
Okay. Do you like the Korean? I can't speak, but I tried.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Do you speak?
I do.
Really good, I bet, huh?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So you grew up in the household, your oma was like just all Korean.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm the one ordering stuff at the restaurant.
Oh, damn. Wait, in K-Town?
You know.
Oh, damn.
Come on.
I want to get into your history, man.
Okay.
Because...
Let's go there.
Because, you know, my girl, I want her anonymous, but she introduced me.
My boy girl.
Oh, like, yeah. There we go.
But... Where do they go for the hats?
Yeah, go to Ilani Faye. Go to IloniFaye.com. Get them bunny hats. get them bunny hats.
Why aren't you repping it, though?
Oh, damn.
Oh, right. Shoot. Oh, shoot. You're welcome. Bam. Now we're styling.
Okay.
Hey.
So I want to get into your history. So, where are you from and where did you grow up and everything?
I was born in New York.
Oh.
Raised in L.A. Mm-hmm. But I am South Korean, because people
word up,
freaking
word up
ask
on that.
Me, they do this.
Oh, they go the Pyongyang?
Yeah.
You for Pyongyang?
The PY killers?
That doesn't make any sense. How the hell did you escape then?
You know,
from North
carefully,
Korea.
I don't know, I swim well.
They assume she's North Korean.
I don't know.
Wait, who? What ethnicity
honestly,
asked you?
Honestly, like, it was, it's
who
every time
you?
I'm abroad, like, they're just a little less clued in.
Abroad.
Okay.
Not Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, okay, you're...
But
you're,
they do all their own kind of shit, yeah. Too, though. Come on.
Get on him.
This is America.
Get on him the whole time.
Oh, I got stories.
Where are your folks from? Busan? Seoul?
folks are from Seoul.
Seoul?
Yeah.
Okay. So New York, and then tell us more. And then,
New York, just moved here when I was young. I'm a SoCal girl. I recently embraced the LA girl inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a
you
job.
You don't miss the East Coast at all?
Uh-uh. Mm-mm. I mean, like, I like it for like a week tops. Are you from the East?
No, hell no.
You have?
Guess. I can't survive. I would die there. I'd freeze
cool.
up like
you're
a
so cowboy.
Yeah, I would freeze up. Yeah. But I love it out there. I love, you know, I have a homie in Philadelphia.
Right.
We've been in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been in New York.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love
it. Shout out to New York. I didn't mean it that way. I just would not survive. I wouldn't survive out there, okay?
I play New York all the time. I've had a tour show stop canceled because of the rain. It flooded the whole venue.
Dang.
Like, up to the stage.
Yeah, so when did you get into music and everything?
Man, late.
Yeah, she was telling me you were like set to be a psychologist, right?
Yeah, dude.
Let's hear about that. Like, all UCLA, right. Yeah.
No, school just didn't fit right ever, like from grade one. And I went out of high school to culinary school, dropped out UCLA, transferred UCI, Irvine, switched majors like underwear. I just have a lot of interests.
Was there a lot of pressure being from a Korean family?
Big time.
Like your oma was like...
My oma?
Yeah, like, yo, study hard. Like,
shout out to my parents. My family is a vessel of love, but at one time, yep, she lied about what school I got into. When I was going to culinary school, she said I was going to, like, UC something. In front of my face!
Why do Korean, or shame, why do Asian parents, shame, not just Korean, why do Asian parents do stuff like that?
Shame.
I don't like that.
There's so much shame in the, yeah, in, I don't know about Asian, but Korean culture.
I think it's an Asian thing, too.
Yeah,
but
dude.
Koreans are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
like, my son's going to Harvard. Where's your son, you know?
Yeah, it turns out, no matter.
And then then one party feels kind of shamed and, like, horrible that they're...
insecure.
Yeah, their kid's, like... not right, as good as Eric, the other kid.
Oh, yeah. There will be none of that in my family.
So were you... so when... so, and then you were from a Christian household?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You went to Student Venture and the camps?
The camps. I was the worship band leader. Like...
you got any Christian songs in
it?
You?
Was... oh, shoot.
Let's hear a demonstration.
How deep are we trying
Our
to go?
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
You did not just get me to sing that.
Hey.
On TV.
Hume Lake, 1992, baby.
I don't even know who sings that.
I went to the camps.
Oh, damn.
I was the kid in high school that instead of asking girls on dates, I was asking girls to pray by the flagpole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He protests.
So I literally was, I was in it just like you.
Kirby. Kirby, we won't sing it again.
I'm sorry. I feel like there's nothing against Christians, because I feel I don't want Christians to watch this and say that it's like it's... I'm not against Christianity.
Me neither.
I validate all religions. I find
all
beauty in every, like, different religions.
Same page.
Buddhists,
yeah,
whatever, Hindus, whatever you... whatever floats your boat. I think that you could take aspects of everything and come up with your own thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
As for my story?
Yeah, I want to know about it.
It doesn't fit. It just doesn't fit. I'm still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I can't, you know, be as young as I am and be like, it's a no-go, you mm-hmm. know? But
you went to the camps and everything?
I was, like, dyed in the paint of Christianity, yeah.
So, like, how young were you, when did you get into it?
Or I should say dyed in the blood of Christianity. How young, like, since, you know, like, I baptized,
wow,
like, forever.
So you went to Korean, Hanguk church?
I went to, yeah.
Korean church?
Hangul Hakgyo at the Hanguk Gyoe at the, you know, like, I was...
You did that.
Yeah.
So deep, what's the difference deep between Korean church and American church?
So, like... after I hit my 20s, I branched into, like, white churches, black churches, mm-hmm. like, just diverse churches, artsy churches. I tried them all.
Yeah.
Structurally, I think they're all kind of the same.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, the culture within.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the type of people.
Yeah, yeah.
You grew up in church.
Oh, dude, I even went to Mormon church.
Damn, that's an aspect I'm not familiar with. Although I did kiss a Mormon once.
Right.
I did, and he was like, we can't.
When's the last time you've seen an Asian Mormon?
He wasn't Asian.
Oh, okay.
You're the only Asian Mormon I know.
And my brother did too, but that ended it real quick.
Yeah, how quick?
Because their sessions are like 3 hours.
What sessions?
The Mormon, if you go to the...
like sermon?
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I thought an hour was long.
No, it's like
us.
3 hours, yeah.
Like
and
a
that
speaker?
Was when we were like in, I was like fifth grade or sixth, I was real young.
Really?
Yeah. I got out of that real quick. So
you were only Mormon from 5 to 6?
I was Mormon real quick. And then my mom got her friend, it wasn't my emo, but one of her friends was Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, wow.
And so my mom got into that. She went down that
See,
rabbit
I don't
hole.
Know that much about those two.
Yeah,
I
just so know were that you they're... just non-denominational?
No, I started Presbyterian, which is pretty like, for me.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't allowed to do a lot of things.
Like, you didn't drink or smoke?
Like, no hugging. No, yeah, like, hugs were discouraged. Drinks, forget about it. Like, this
so
is how I grew up.
So you have brothers and sisters?
I'm the oldest of three. I got a younger sister who's an artist. I got a younger brother who's a cop. So.
Oh, he's a policeman.
Yeah.
Shout out. What's his name?
Chris.
Shout out to Chris.
Fighting the good fight.
Chris C.
He's a good one.
Okay.
He's a good
Those
uniform.
Good people to know.
Right?
Yeah. So I want to know, okay, about your schooling. Okay, so church, but then your schooling, and then something happened. You were really set on a certain thing in college, right? Getting into that college.
I mean, I switched a lot, though. It was a culinary school, and then it was, like, business school, and then it was, like, psychology, and then, you know.
And then so, you were at the dorm?
I never got dorm life.
Okay.
Oh, I hit a community college in between, too.
Oh, you did?
I was literally just all over, like, couldn't figure out where I belonged, you know?
But then you were one of the, she told me you were one of the OG YouTubers.
Yeah!
Did you know that?
Shh, made the wave.
Well, start doing some research, buddy.
That's how
we got an OG. This is before, I don't want to like...
Before all the things, like
before
Instagram
JK
didn't exist.
And all those guys?
I actually don't remember. I think we all were the same wave.
So
like,
what year was it?
Passion was singing.
Look at him. He looks...
Kina Granis, David Choi, Tim Delaghetto, Ryan Higa, like all these people.
That guy's huge.
Yeah, Kurt Schneider, like
but
all
that's
these
your,
people.
Those are your folks.
We all were on that, like we were surfing on that.
Wow.
That wave, yeah.
What year was this?
Shoot. 9 years ago.
Are you looking it up now? You looking her up?
9 years ago.
This guy's
so,
9 years ago.
Yeah. It's been 9 years,
what?
I think.
What? How'd you get it? What made
Full-time
you do it?
Full-time music.
Yeah, what? So tell me how you got into the YouTube thing.
Shoot, man. Sometimes, I was actually telling a girl in this room this, but it's sometimes life doesn't let you have what you want, and it turns out directing you in the right way. So another way
to rephrase that is life's failures can end up as blessings.
It's me saying go with the flow. Just because you didn't get what you want, it doesn't mean it's actually not the best thing for you.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. Yeah.
How
can
so?
You guys agree? Can you? Well, like with my music, you know, journey, I was trying to do the independent rap thing for a long time.
Oh, shoot.
And it's like when I gave up on that and started working at the sandwich shop.
Which
that's,
one?
Fat Sal's right
there.
Oh,
I just ordered. I postmated that today.
I was the shake guy.
Oh.
They call me the Bruce Lee of shakes.
Why is that?
Because I was so damn fast.
I'm a fast worker too.
It's the Korean in us.
I guess so. We're just like assembly
I almost
line.
Lost a finger,
like,
a fingernail, a finger.
Basically. Oh really? Like, I'm always burning myself.
I had to make five in a row, and I was digging my thing in the ice cream, and you know the metal lining of the ice cream case. My fingernail got stuck, so I had to yell for Zane.
Did you bleed?
No, I yelled for my manager, and he took a knife,
I'm confused. Your fingernail was stuck
in the metal lining of the ice cream bin.
And you needed help to get it out.
It was literally stuck in there. I thought I was going to lose my finger like this. It got stuck, jammed in there. When I was trying to scoop, but then I...
And you flicked it on the way up.
Yeah, on the inner part of the ice cream thing, the bin.
Yeah.
It went like that, yeah.
Oh, God.
But
you're good.
I'm good now, yeah, see...
All right.
Yeah, I got all my fingers.
That doesn't even look scathed.
Well, I just cut them.
I appreciate a man who cuts his nails.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it went from Fat Sales, and I went on a podcast called DVD ASA, which was David Cho and also Kira's podcast.
Oh yeah.
And just through doing that, I met people like Money Mark, and then he said, "Hey, look, you guys want to do music?" And we went to Big Bear.
Yeah.
Recorded an album, and then next thing you know, we're like. We went on tours and stuff and recorded albums and stuff. So, so my point being, it's like the way I thought it'd go down, like I quit, but then it like the universe like offered it to me in a different
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
So that's similar to you?
Yeah, man. I had this dude I was lined up to marry.
What?
I was studying.
Korean
like,
guy?
Yeah, dude.
Church guy?
Yeah, dude.
So your life could be.
So opposite. It would have been opposite.
It'd be like Handmaid's Tale or something.
Oh my God, I just started watching that. It's freaky Dude. As shit. Freaky
Shout
as shit.
Shout out to Hulu, man. We finished the series. No spoilers. Me and my girl finished the series. We highly recommend it.
It's like in the pitch room, they were like, let's just afflict women with everything.
Yeah. So what episode are you on?
3.
It just only gets better.
Better?
What would you say? How would you describe
it, babe?
I'm
eating my fingers during that show, man. And
there's a lot of uncomfortable scenes, so we don't want to get into it. But there's some light
yes.
there. Yeah.
My life wouldn't have been Handmaiden's Tale. Okay. That's next fucking level. But it would have been bad. Yeah, I would have cracked.
Like just your typical couple, like couple where you go to church, you have a normal job.
Yeah. Like super conservative. The student was kind of a hypocrite though, which drove me nuts.
How'd you meet this guy?
Through church.
And then I thought you weren't supposed to hug or date or anything.
Oh yeah, I think things had gotten looser. I don't know, man. It's been a long time. Okay. I haven't even opened this part of my brain
it's
in a
okay,
long time.
But that's why we're here and we're working through it. Yeah.
I have nothing against religion and what it does for people. For me, it stunted me a lot. Mm-hmm. And repressed me a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I could relate to that.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a narrative of a lot of artsy church people, I feel like.
Right.
I don't know.
And there is a Christian music movement, right?
Big time. So much money in that thing.
There's a huge culture.
Oh, they've played
culture.
Like Staples
Do you know about
Center.
This?
They've played like...
Oh, yeah. My friends in high school were all Christian musicians.
Were you?
No, they do their own festivals and stuff. No, they like tour.
I was Christian. Yeah. I was open to that, just not the music.
Oh,
part.
Yeah. We're going to get you on here talking an hour about that, you and Bryce.
Oh, God.
Because him and our other.
Yeah,
dude,
it was like the super charismatic kind, too, where they'd like try to make me fall.
Yeah. Have you ever spoken tongues?
I tried.
That's when they lost me.
I tried.
Do you know what that is?
I mean, because I'm in it. Huh?
Yeah, try to.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
Oh, is that your style? I'll do my style. Is that you're speaking in tongues? You do yours. How about this?
This is blasphemous, dude.
No, it's not. This is just.
Okay, three.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on.
Praying for?
Just pray for the everyone
I'm
in this
I'm
room.
I'm at least going to. Okay, I'm at least going to put good energy out.
I'm
going to
do
it
too. You do yours, I'm going to do mine. Okay. I'm going to count from 3, 2, 1, then you speak in tongues.
I'm a little
right?
rusty.
Three. I'm going to count from 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're throwing me under. I don't hear you.
Oh no, you do it first, and then I'm gonna do mine.
Oh, we're doing like a call and response tongue.
So we're gonna do separate. So okay, you do yours just for a little, just a
it's
sample.
Hot, yo.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna do mine. All right. I'm sorry.
It's not hot because of the fan. It's hot because of the steam. You know what I mean?
Okay. 5. 4.
Okay.
3. 2. 1. Keep going. I'll give you this much. That is your own style.
I'm just compelled to do.
All right, now it's my turn. I'm going to really speak in tongues. So you count down for 5 and I'm going to do mine.
5. 3. 2. 1. Oh, I needed that. Sorry. God.
That was fun.
Hallelujah.
So let's go back to this guy, this Christian man you should have married, but you didn't marry this man.
Yeah.
Can we say his name or we want to keep that anonymous?
No, let's not.
Okay.
I'd like
What's his
to,
last
but
name,
let's
though?
Not.
Is he a Troy?
No, dude.
Was he a Choi?
No.
Okay. But when did you have the realization, I'm not supposed to be with this man?
I didn't. That's probably the hardest breakup I've ever had. Because I long were you together? Pined for him. Like a year and a half. I was like, I fucked up, you know? And turns out I dodged a bullet.
To your dome.
I dodged a grenade in my mouth. Yeah.
So what gave you the courage to walk through this and to approach him and say, listen, you're not the guy for me?
It didn't. I was forcefully removed. This is what I'm talking about. Sometimes you're forcefully removed and it's perfect.
Wait, explain that pertaining to this.
I didn't get dumped.
Chris, dang,
I didn't get dumped.
Watch it there, Chris. Christopher.
Thought you'd think, give me a better chance than that.
So tell me how.
Man, this is kind of fun. I haven't been this personal.
Yeah, this is.
It's always just been like, All right. Yeah, he kind of like suffocated me a lot, and I cheated on him. Yeah.
You cheated on him.
Yeah, man. Like, I was watching Emeril on Food Network grill a skirt steak with some chimichurri, and I'm a foodie. Mm-hmm. Are you dipping?
It's okay.
Nice.
Sorry, just ignore that.
Why? I was like, oh my God. And I felt like lasers on the back of my head. I turn around, and he's like, you know, you just said the Lord's name in vain like 7 times.
Who cares?
Not me. Yeah. Not Emeril.
Was he going to use that
Not
against
the cow.
You? What's the big
yeah,
deal?
So I mean, like, it was that kind of suffocating.
Wow. How'd you last a year and a half with you live with this guy?
Halo, I don't know.
Oh my God.
No, I didn't live with this guy. I was in church.
Oh.
Yeah.
So tell me.
But I practically lived with him. See the hypocrisy.
Yeah. So tell me. So how did you separate? Like, what was the final thing?
I don't actually know how he found out, because it was like me and the affair dude's like dying secret. So I don't know. He says God told him.
God told him through
his
visions.
He said God told him. He said like something.
Well, George
something.
Is agreeing with you.
And he interpreted it. He heard that.
Apparently, yeah.
Was it an impulsive decision? Like, who is this other guy? Was he a guy in church also?
Yeah.
You met this other.
Oh man, this is hilarious!
I love
walk
it.
Down memory lane.
Okay, so was he a part of your singing squad?
You getting too close.
Oh, okay. So anyway, this other guy.
Yeah.
It was just a one time. It was whatever.
It wasn't one time.
Ice cream
it was
one
a
night.
Full blown relationship. Yeah.
How did you hide it from the other guy?
I don't know. I guess we're just good at like dusting our tracks or something.
Okay.
I don't really know. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah. It happened.
But
you moved on.
It taught me so much.
Yeah.
So much.
About relationships?
About relationships, about God, about myself, about men, about women, mm-hmm. about sex, about like everything.
How liberating was it when you're free?
It wasn't. That's the thing. Sometimes like shit happens and you like mourn it. And you don't realize it's good for you until, like, 2 years later.
Oh, you mourned it?
So, big time. I didn't
maybe
eat.
Maybe religion had a lot to do with
I
that.
I didn't eat. Ha! I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't eat. I was, like, this thin. I remember the first meal I ate again. It was at the Grove. Pampas.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pampas? Have you had Pampas?
We've never had Pampas, right?
It's Brazilian
it
barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing.
It's in the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Babe, we've been there. Yeah, we went there.
It's bomb.
In the farmer's
There's
market.
There's always a line.
Oh, yeah.
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 But here's the funny thing is fuck all the cow on the menu. Spicy chicken is where it's at.
Dude, they have good. Everything's good there. There's always a
really
line.
I don't really like their like picanha, like the sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
I like the spicy chicken.
But good for you. You decided to treat yourself. And
to eat again?
Yeah. Good for you.
Ended up. So at the same time as that devastating breakup. UCLA dropped me.
At the same time.
Same fucking time.
They sent you a notice?
Yeah. The week before school started. The week before classes.
It's around this time then? August, September?
Yeah, oh shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's around this time.
So, like, I have a week to find a new UC. apartment, get classes, like roommates, all this shit. Like, I just was a river, like, forever.
So this is a very hard time in your life.
Big time, especially when you're like, how old are you when you are about to go to college?
18, 19,
yeah, it's a 20, tender, 18, it's 19, a tenderloin 20? Age, yeah, you know? Yeah. So
how'd you deal with all this stress?
It all worked out.
Okay.
I just got there, everything worked out. And then that's where I met music people.
At where? At UCLA?
At UC Irvine, where I went, where I transferred.
Irvine. You transferred.
The day before UC Irvine started, I got an email. It was like, welcome, you're an anteater. The day before.
Why you look so confused, George, about the story?
You were engaged at like 16?
No, not engaged. It was just like on track to get married. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why.
He was already calling me. He was already calling me his pastor's wife. Like he was, you know, we were like betrothed verbally.
Sorry to throw it off. Get back in.
No, I'm glad you. Yeah, whatever helps tell the story. So yeah.
Is he on Instagram? I mean, no one's gonna know. But afterwards, I just between me, I just want. I'm so curious of who he is.
I will give you old pictures, new pictures, baby pictures. Just,
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're an anteater at this point.
I am, yeah. I graduated as a UC Irvine student. That's where I met music people. That's people who were like, you're good. And also this boyfriend kind of like crippled me musically.
What do you
said
mean?
Said I wasn't good, said I wouldn't make it, said this wasn't good for me. Like,
God, he
stood up. I appreciate it.
He was hating on you?
Yeah, like in a very manipulative way. Like, man, he's kind of the devil.
Okay, so let me try to. I just want to paint this like a scenario that something he could have done. Like,
yep.
Let's say you're working
Bob
hard
Rossett.
On a track, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, and you play it, and then he would be like,
"Oh, I played a cover."
Yeah.
Of Mariah Carey's "Do Do Do Da."
That's a great song.
Doo, 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 mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I mashed it up with Gnarls Barkley's "That Made Me Crazy." Mm-hmm. And then he said, "When you do a cover, isn't it supposed to be better than the original?"
No.
Yeah, he said that to me. Stuff like that. It's like very like undercutting, you know? It's like backhanded.
What? Oh, why would he? What? Wouldn't he be supportive?
He and then he'd like pretend he was supportive, like buy me notebooks, like to write lyrics. And,
oh, so it'd be.
But
kind of
but
confusing.
It's not. There was no support. I did not feel it.
Wow.
Or maybe he meant to.
You met him on the campus of Irvine?
No. He was UCLA.
So you kept. Ties with some people at UCLA, even when you're in Irvine?
No, so the order was culinary school, community college, UCLA, UC Irvine.
Okay.
So UCLA is where all this went down. And then I was forcibly removed into UC Irvine, and that's where my music career began.
Wow.
Had it not been.
Yeah, so what drove you to do that? Like, were you just in your dorm room or your apartment, and you're like, you know what, I want to take a shot at music?
I just wanted to learn guitar. I liked John Mayer, and I was like, I'm going to play these songs. And my fingers were purple. And
so you went, you went to Guitar Center and bought a guitar? And like,
there was like an old Yamaha at Costco, and I was
and then you're like, I'm just going to get that.
I was like, I'll just get that. Yeah.
And then do you remember some of your first demos? And like, when did you start recording?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, when did you start recording?
Yeah, I was garage banding my ass off, but everything sounded like garbage. I was like writing boys' little love songs. And
Yeah. GarageBand ain't bad though. I'm recording on GarageBand. I like GarageBand. Yeah.
Where do you think Logic came from?
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, so were you like, how'd you learn? Sorry, Kirby. When did you start writing your first? Do you remember your first songs that you started trying to write and everything?
Yeah, I remember. I remember there was a pianist on our worship band who was like a savant, and she would tell me I'm like always writing kind of intricate songs. So it started there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would start like learning Jack Johnson songs and just repurpose those chords, or Coldplay songs and repurpose those chords.
Yeah.
Starting to train very late, super late, no knowledge of like music theory. Now I have it.
But I'm still getting it.
Yeah.
But you could get some stuff done with just winging it too, you know?
My ears are big. Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say? I love doing this on the show. What do you think your top five like
songs,
not songs but musicians, like what kind of music do you like look up to and are inspired by? Just do five.
All right. D'Angelo.
Oh, D'Angelo. Okay.
Feist.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't necessarily people you'll hear like directly in my stuff, but I think I put them on a pedestal. John Mayer. Yeah. Just because he raised me in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. And then like, I feel like I owe the Spice Girls something.
Oh yeah.
They're kind of... I listened to that album the other day, and I was like, let's say what? And somebody R&B. Somebody R&B. Be it Janet or like...
Janet Jackson?
Yeah. Or Aaliyah. Yeah. Michael Jackson. Shit, the Beatles. Yeah. There's so many.
All right. Yeah. You did it.
Yeah.
Why are you looking... Is there something you were looking confused a moment ago? Are you okay, George? Yeah. I want to make sure you're okay with everything.
I'm great with everything.
Yeah, are you?
You guys are.
Are you confused about anything, like her process?
No,
or anything?
It's all good. What do you think of John Mayer being in the Grateful Dead?
Oh, I think
John
he's great.
John Mayer in the Grateful Dead.
Why?
That
felt colored like.
Awesome.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of anything he does. I was a fan of him even when he was lost. Because I was like, hey, he's lost. We're all going to be lost at some point, you know? Mm-hmm. Although he was really fucking lost.
Mm-hmm. So when did you record your first album or EP?
9 years ago. I got really lucky. Like, right when I started it, I rode the wave. So and a manager fell out of the sky.
Didn't you go to Korea and get big in Korea?
Yeah, I was worldwide touring. I was ahead of myself. Like, I wasn't developed enough for the success I was having.
When did that all happen? How did that happen?
Oh, junior year of college at UC Irvine.
Okay, so this is so 2 or 3 years into it.
Away. So my UC Irvine friends made me make videos and put them on YouTube.
You didn't mention that. So they were encouraging you.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I haven't told this in a while.
No, I love it. I want to hear it.
So the Irvine friends were like, you're good. I was like, nah. And they're like, you're good. I was like, nah. And then they made me make videos.
On YouTube?
Yes.
That's when the YouTube thing started.
Yeah. And that's when YouTube was kicking off. And then they put my name in competitions. I was winning competitions. This is how it happened.
You're winning singing competitions?
I won 3 talent competitions. And then that's when I was like, I think I could do this. That's how it happened.
Dang, dude.
Thanks.
That's awesome, dude. And then when did the manager and
the Far East Movement Wong Fu guys, they really were the ones who they were the catalyst.
How did they discover you?
I don't know. I applied. My friends made me apply to their competitions. And
what kind of competitions?
I got chosen talent competitions.
So there are talent
shows? There was some JCPenney talent show, and then collaboration.
And then you would just go by yourself?
Yeah, dude. I had a loop pedal. I really hit the ground running. I'm kind of proud of myself.
Oh, wow. So you went, you didn't have management, you weren't a part of
I just
part
wrote
of a,
something that felt kind of right.
And then you went there and then you performed?
Performed it.
And they talked to you afterwards?
They just pick a winner at the end of the show. And so 3 in a row I won. And I was like, all right, F that ex-boyfriend. I think I can do this.
Yeah, because the
proof's
in the pudding. You're winning.
Yeah.
So did that
good.
Give you a bit of confidence?
Yeah, big time.
So that was the trajectory went like.
Yeah.
And so after this, those Far East dudes said, hey, we want to sign you? Or how did that work?
No, it was just kind of like them creating platforms for artists, and that's
an
the platform. Like, they held the competition.
But what after the competition? Then what happens after you win?
Oh, I mean, there's definitely support in every way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you win the competition, and then you would get accolades for that. But then, did they say, okay, we want you to do a music video, or we want you to
It was all me. It was just independent, organic. My manager fell out the sky. Money for everything.
How'd you find the manager?
He fell out of the sky. It was super ordained. It was
he was just there. Like, how he just ended
he just
up showing
like found
up
me,
one day?
Found me, shot me an email. Was like, you can't be making $200 at shows, and he just fixed up my life. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
So you were.
Shout out to John Chang. He's
John Chang. Yeah.
He made my career. Yeah.
So you were looking for it. Just happened to fall on your lap. This guy contacted you.
Everything fell in my lap.
So when did you start? Because you got big in Korea too.
Yeah, yeah.
So when did that
Worldwide.
All start? Yeah, when did that start happening?
All the same time, because YouTube is global.
That's right.
So yeah, man, you're global right now.
Shout out to my global supporters.
And everybody speaks
Stevie
English.
Stevie Weeby Show. We want more support from the Korea.
You got
too.
People in Jakarta.
Yeah.
You got people in.
Yeah.
In Moscow.
If you give a shout out to all the supporters out there, but say it in Korean, just one sentence of just gratitude of the support they've given you over the years. Just I would like to hear just for myself.
You just want to hear me speak Korean.
Yeah, into the camera.
We can just converse in Korean.
Wait, you.
한국말 하고 싶으세요?
조금만.
조금만. 잘 하세요.
아, 아니.
아니요.
Yeah, 조금만. 조금만.
아니요. 조금만요.
Okay. So just say it to the camera, and then I'll try to translate.
Oh, okay.
Even though I'm
to Korea.
This is to Korea. Yeah.
This is to Korea.
Yeah. The
okay.
Korean supporters.
한국 팬분 여러분들. 한국.
Korea.
팬분.
I don't know what that is.
It's actually English. It's like fan.
Oh.
팬.
Korean fans.
여러분들.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
그동안.
Wait for it.
No. That's 기다려.
Okay. All right, let's just, this is a bad idea. I'm sorry. But just say it in English.
No, I
okay,
like
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
그동안 is like all that time.
All that time, sorry.
응원해 주셔서.
몰라요. 한국말 몰라요. 이거 뭐야?
Supported. Like,
supported, okay.
They, all that time you supported. Mm-hmm. 감사합니다.
Thank you.
Very good.
Dude, good for you. I'm proud of you, dude. You're,
thanks,
dude,
man.
You did it. How does that make you feel, being a Korean American?
It's a trip.
Having the reach of going back to the motherland, your music going, like, yeah. What is that? Like, how? What are your feelings towards that?
It's a trip. My first time in Korea ever was to play a show, like, at 23 or something. So I was like, what is this place?
Yeah.
I have fans in a place I've never
been.
Were
they going crazy?
Yeah, they're so sweet. So sweet. Yeah, hearts the size of this building. Like, so sweet.
What's the difference between Korean fans and the fans in the States? You like that question, Chris?
Yeah,
okay.
It's a, okay, what States, though, is like, are we talking L.A. or Alabama? Or like, you
Alabama.
Know what
Alabama.
I couldn't get a show in Alabama, first of all, probably not. No, actually, I have Asian friends who've toured in Alabama, and they say, like, they've encountered some racism.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Where's some of your favorite places to perform in the States?
In the States, Houston.
Shout out to Texas.
Hey, where are you from? You're from here.
Yeah, but I like to, I don't know, a little bit of that little race in my
You like to just
shout
represent
to Texas,
everybody.
Man.
Okay.
Shout out to Texas. Okay.
Texas.
Yeah. What about Denver? No, Colorado?
Denver is great. It's hard to sing in Denver.
Why? Oh, because of altitude?
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's like really.
It's a real thing. It actually affects you.
The altitude, like, because you're out in the mountains.
Like, my oxygen supply is lower.
I love it there, though. We did a show there in Denver. We liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, we did, we went in those, what are those, isolation tanks? We went to a center.
I've been meaning to try that.
The whole, all the band members, we all did it.
Okay.
It was a trip. You got 빨개벗었어. So that means we had to get naked. So we had to get butt naked, and it was salty.
Oh, because you have to float.
Yeah. It was really salty.
Did you drink it?
No, it was really dark. I couldn't get it. You have the option to kind of light it up, the pod, but I couldn't do it.
It's closed?
Yeah, you have to close it.
Oh, the claustrophobia.
Yeah, because you feel like you're like in this alien pod.
But it's dark.
You could have it pitch black.
What'd you do?
I turned on the soft music and lit it up a little bit. I couldn't do it.
What kind of music?
It was like. Just like elevator kind of music.
Oh, like jazzy.
Yeah, just really mellow though. Yeah. More mellow.
Super slow.
Have you guys been done?
I think I'd be terrified too.
I've heard you could astral project and do all kinds of, like, I heard you could if you really.
I mean, what's his face? Joe Rogan gets high and gets in them.
Yeah, he has his own personal one.
That's
so
cool.
I'm sure if you do some edibles or you smoke,
I'm
like
sure
a
you
fat
could kind of just make one, like Stranger Things.
Oh, like your own.
They made their own little isolation tank.
Have you guys done it?
No, I want to. Yeah, there's a place up in Pasadena.
Yeah.
Real nice. It's bigger. It's not like that one where it's a pot. It's like.
Yeah, I couldn't.
We got to check that out again. Yeah,
I couldn't be like sleeping bagged in. Like, that would be too much.
So, would you be open to doing that?
I am everything water. I'm in. So, yes.
Okay.
I just kind of forgot it existed for a second.
Oh, no. It's very
existing. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Cool. So, let's go back. So, where were I? We're going all over the place now.
I like it. What were your thoughts in it? Like, what did you gain or glean from?
To be honest, I don't know why, but I.
Oh dear.
I got horny in it. I got horny in it.
Were you high?
No, I'm completely sober for 9 years. I don't know why. Maybe
does
the
water
music,
make you horny?
I don't know, but I had a boner in it.
Oh. Maybe you're just because you were relaxed. Because my guy friends who get massages just like kind of pitch tense.
Yeah. So I was conflicted.
Like, I felt whether to touch yourself or not?
Yeah, because I hadn't masturbated in a bit on tour.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, what if I do it here? But then that'd be disrespectful to the business.
Yeah.
Because they would have to clean out the pods.
And the next guy.
Yeah.
Or what if it just dissolves into the water and then nobody's the wiser? What's more fucked up?
Yeah. So we can edit that out, maybe, George. So what time is that, Christopher?
I don't know the mode of the show. I could get raunchy, yeah. So I don't know what you want.
Oh, you got some stories?
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. This is
what was the first thing you thought of when you said raunchy?
George. His semen in a pod.
I mean, I'm sure the fine, if they found out, I don't know how they would be able
how
to
the
detect.
Hell would they, yeah.
Well, I don't know. They may have detectors. I don't know the science behind it. But if they were to detect
biodetector
sperm or yeah. semen inside one of their water tanks.
But isn't it like
that
a
would be a $500 charge.
Like salt. Really? Like
well,
a Uber?
Have to
like
drain
if you
the
throw
whole
up
thing
an Uber,
out,
it's like.
And they would have to, you know, replace it. Go ahead, Chris. Chris, you had a question.
Shouldn't they drain it? Already,
every though? Time?
Because that last guy, if you're getting it naked, I mean, that last guy, well, are they making you shower before you get it?
Yeah, like, what if you have blood
if
crust?
If you're in a swimming pool, and you but like, they drain it every
exactly.
time. Exactly. I don't get in public swimming pools.
Okay. Never? No. Like, at a resort? Yeah.
All pee.
Yeah, no, like, there's saltwater pools in hotels. Like, people aren't draining that.
I always
salt
pee. I always
kills
pee.
The back.
I always pee.
In pools?
Oh, yeah.
Pass. Nah, I have some shred of class like that.
We'll edit that too, George. So we'll edit
Steve,
this.
Steve, editing it all. I'm writing it right now. Right
so after
now.
You pee in pools.
I love it. The best thing is in the ocean if it's cold.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
As a scuba diver. Mm-hmm.
You scuba dive?
Hard, like big time.
Oh, when'd you get in? Let's talk about that.
Like, okay.
When'd you get into scuba dive?
Chemiso.
So when did you get into scuba diving?
Shoot. I got into scuba diving like 7 years ago.
Oh, how?
I was just on a resort and I was like, what's that? And then
you're by yourself?
No, with some friends.
Okay, and then they all did it?
Some of us did.
Were you in Hawaii? Where were you?
Maldives.
Where the hell is that?
It's in the Indian Ocean. It's like islands that are supposedly slowly disappearing. Super nice. You've been?
Well, how'd you decide upon that destination?
It's a pretty coveted destination for people, yeah, especially like island lovers.
Yeah. So what do you love about scuba diving?
I've night scuba dived, and that's the closest I'll get to space. Probably. I hope not, but like I think it is the closest I'll get.
How deep?
It's
how deep?
Max I've gone is like 80 something feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That low.
Yeah, sharks. Like I've gone through caves. I've done pitch black caves. I've just done it all. Like I love scuba. I love water. I'm just a water baby.
Any other water activities? That you're
in? Anything water, you name it, I'm in.
Surfing.
Like I want to.
Body
wanna,
surfing.
Body surfing. I haven't tried.
But surfing.
Surfing. I've tried. It's fun.
Uh-huh.
Hard but fun. Mm-hmm. Like I
snorkeling?
Like water. Fuck snorkeling. I'm a scuba diver.
So that's snorkeling's like that.
Yeah.
The kiddie version of
it is, but it's still
scuba.
Fun.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you just throw it on and you go. Scuba is like a whole ordeal.
Yeah,
I've almost died scuba diving a lot.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Like where the tank goes out or something.
It was beach diving and you go off these rocks and my friend just threw me in there without any training. And the ocean, it was like 7 foot waves that day, and the ocean kept like washing machining me on the rocks with my tank. My tank came off, my vest came off, my flippers were gone, so I had like no way to fight the water.
Oh,
it was bad. By the time we were done and I got out, there was like 40 people watching. That's how you know it was bad. They like wanted to see some blood, you know.
So what was going on like in your mind when all this stuff was like, how, like, did you go on survival mode? Like, how did you cope with this?
Bruh, I have a lot of near-death experiences. I motorcycle, but like nothing.
I want to hear about all of them.
Nothing happens.
But like, you had a motorcycle one?
I have so many motorcycle ones. I've had to just come home and like lie down. One time there was an F-150 truck that didn't see that everyone was stopped on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him in my mirror just like speeding. And I knew he wasn't going to stop. So all I said in my helmet was, bye, guys. Like nothing happens. It's just time slows down, but nothing. I don't know. Anybody else have near death? No.
Just wait, what happened?
He slammed his brakes, and I braced for impact, and he was 1 inch behind me.
Do you have, because in Korea, there's a lot of ghost stories.
Ghost?
Ghost.
I've never seen a ghost. Have you seen a ghost?
Well, our house where I grew up with is haunted.
Like, you...
Haunted, yeah.
You are testifying that it's haunted.
Yeah, all the other family members, too.
What do you see?
Well, not only see, but we were almost possessed and whispers and stuff. I've mentioned this. I've talked about
this. That's a trip. My sister's seen a ghost in my house. I've never seen a ghost.
Were you growing up?
Yeah, she said she saw like this kind of big like light orby thing going up and down the stairs. It's not like the traditional ring ghost we think of.
Where's your house? Your
it's
childhood?
In the valley. Northridge.
Northridge. Was it an old house?
I don't know, actually. I should probably... you know, you kind of don't want to look up the history of your house, but you also kind of do.
But maybe something your mom may have known something, but just keeping it from... the family members, maybe?
I doubt it. My mom's pretty real.
Oh, about stuff like that?
Yeah, about all things. She's just kind of real. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You having fun? How we doing on time? We having fun?
I'm having fun.
How we? Over 40 minutes. We're still going. We're still going. Now, there's stuff like, don't you have a big thing coming up? Like,
next shoot. Week?
Yeah, let's talk about that, and we could hop around. But I didn't want to forget about that.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. So what is a concert?
Yeah, I'm playing the Walt Disney Concert Hall.
Walt Disney Concert Hall. Shout out, dude.
Thanks,
props,
man.
Props on that.
Backed by a full orchestra for the first time.
Full orchestra.
I met with the composer. He's like, and this were the woodwinds. And I was like, I get woodwinds.
You're going to be singing?
I get woodwinds. Absolutely. My songs.
With the full orchestra?
Full orchestra backing, new songs. And then opening for Brian McKnight.
Brian McKnight. Wow.
August 10th,
Walt Disney
Concert Hall.
How can people get tickets?
Walt Disney Concert Hall. Yeah, look at the calendar. August 10th.
Where is that located?
Downtown LA. It's that big, crazy silver building with all the like potato chippy curves and.
So if you're in LA, the Friday after this comes out.
Yeah.
So this drops on the 8th. Right?
Okay. Cool.
So that way.
Well organized.
Where do they go to get the tickets again?
Walt Disney Concert Hall's. Just Google Walt Disney Concert Hall calendar.
Walt Disney Concert Hall.
Yep.
How much are tickets?
I don't know, bruh. It's probably not going to be like your $10 admission.
Yeah, it's going to be like $50, $100.
It's probably right around there.
Can you get us some deals? Like,
they are only letting me have 4 tickets, which doesn't even cover my family.
Oh, wow. There's 4 of us. Yeah, but she's got, you know, there's a... Yeah. I mean, how are you feeling? This must be a big deal for you, because your journey, like...
Yeah.
I mean, this has to be one of the your biggest...
Bigger things, bigger
one
venues.
One of the bigger concerts you've done.
Yeah, just because the line, like,
how
full
many,
orchestra.
Full orchestra, and it's like in some symphony hall type thing.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. So what are your thoughts going, like, how are you mentally preparing for this huge event?
How are you preparing?
I don't know. This is like, wow. I'm starting to sweat thinking about it. Yeah. We're used to doing crappy dive bars and stuff. So you're
I
talking
like
about
those too.
But you're talking about this, like, just raises it up. Like,
all right. The ante's up.
Yeah.
But, I'm not nervous at all.
You aren't. Are you more excited?
I'm like ready. I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this 9 years. I've been performing and fucking up and killing it and fucking up.
Yeah,
ready.
So
give
the
me
trajectory,
orchestra.
You're at a point in your life where your preparation meets the opportunity.
My instinct is right.
And that's the definition of success there.
Say that again.
Is when preparation meets opportunity.
Yes.
When you're prepared and the opportunity presents itself. And then boom, that's like you're right there.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts? I mean...
Shout out to KYCC, the organization that put it on.
Yeah.
I'm just ready, man. I'm ready to kill it. I'm ready to meet Brian. I'm ready to, like, you know? Like,
so you
put
got
on
your
a great
own
show.
Green room and...
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a huge
and then,
venue.
And then recitals before that, or...?
It's just the orchestra, me, and Brian.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Are you nervous meeting that guy?
No.
Isn't that guy like...
You meet celebrities in LA all the time, don't you?
Yeah, a couple of days. So we've had some on here, right?
You're a celebrity.
No, I'm not. I'm more...
People recognize you in the streets, Steve. Come
That's
on.
A celebrity. Yeah.
It's
There's
more
classes,
more, Yeah, it's more lower tier, but... No, we're talking about your concert here. We're not talking about... This is just the show. But I'm glad that's why the show's here, because this is a perfect opportunity. Because like the fans of the Stevie Weeby show, you never know. I mean, that's gonna be. I mean, so if you're out here, folks, August 10th. What time is the concert? At nighttime, evening, 7 p.m.
And then I'll be in Seattle on the 16th with a bunch of dope friends.
So what's going on in Seattle?
Just a show with some friends, a band called Flavor Blue, and there's a guy named Cha-Cha Malone.
Where's that at? Held at
Numos, N-E-U-M-O-S. Google it.
So go to Numos.
Thanks.
And if you're in Seattle,
the plug master.
Definitely get tickets for that, and you'll see a variety of different acts.
Dope acts.
Three or four?
I think four.
Okay.
Me included.
So that's two coming up, right?
Yeah. I'm always gigging. Always. Yeah.
And aren't you working on a new music video?
Always. I'm also like co-directing all of them. Right? Yeah. That's a cool song. That's a dope song.
Okay.
I finally reached my identity, I feel, or like ripening into it.
Yeah.
And so, the music that's coming out, I'm really proud of.
Is it different than anything else you've recorded? Yep. And when did you start shifting towards the different sound?
When I started shifting into my identity.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I like it.
Do you have a website?
I don't, man.
What?
I do. Okay. It's called Instagram and YouTube.
Where can folks hear your music? If they type in Clara C, you have a
Spotify. Come on. Apple Music, Spotify. That's come on with myself.
So Clara C, they just type in Clara C.
Clara in all caps. That's
in
kind
all
of
caps,
it's kind
guys.
Of I had to fight Spotify for that. They were like
Clara in all capital letters, space C.
Just or no, Clara.
Just type in Clara in all caps.
Clara C was my old stuff. Mm-hmm. All the pre.
This
pre,
is the new changing of the
butterfly.
Guard.
Yeah. Okay. Is Clara C.
Why no way? I mean, I'm not judging you.
No.
Because there's different outlets to release music. Why don't you have your own website?
I just realized it wasn't necessary.
It's not.
Yeah. But the real story is that somebody on my team forgot to renew the domain, and it got taken away.
Yeah.
It got taken away. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, you want Clara.com? That's 20 grand. And I was like, bye.
Whoa.
I was like, bye. I'd rather go get a new car.
What about Bandcamp or SoundCloud?
I have Bandcamp. I have SoundCloud's kind of
what's your Bandcamp?
Dusty. It's all Clara C music. All my handles. YouTube, Spotify. No, not Spotify. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Everything's Clara C music.
Dude, that's a
the
big
letter
deal.
C.
Next week is a big week for you.
Thanks, man.
How are you going to do to prepare for this? What are you going to eat? Are you going to change your diet? Are you going to eat all salads? Or what are you going
to
do?
No, my problem's I need to bulk up. I wish I was thicker. Like, that's how my body works.
Right.
I'm just going to chill. I'm really excited. I'm sending out good energy.
Mm-hmm. Babe, is there anything you want to ask? You guys want to ask Clara any questions that I might have missed? No?
She's like, ahead, I talk to her all the time. I don't want to know anymore.
To bring it back to the beginning of the interview, when you mentioned that the person you were seeing wasn't that supportive of your music, do you think in hindsight that kind of helped you out and made you want to prove yourself a little bit more?
I think so. I was just watching that Fresh Prince clip where Will kind of has a breakdown in front of Uncle Phil about his dad just neglecting and abandoning.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm going to marry a beautiful honey without him. I'm going to go to college without him. And he's got all this like fire and angst. It's that, you know? And I feel like it's useful. I'm actually grateful for this experience. I'm not resentful. Some fans are like, don't be bitter. I'm like, I'm not bitter.
Yeah. But in a way that probably needed to happen. I mean, what if that didn't happen? Cause that did something within you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, cause like next week,
yeah.
It's bittersweet, dude.
Yeah.
The Walt Disney's
concert hall.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What does that hold? Is like, what's a max capacity to that?
I actually want to know. I've been wanting to know this for a while.
Can you guys type that in because you might run out, because after it shows airs on the Stevie Weeby show, you might be running out of tickets.
I'm on airplane mode.
No, I couldn't find it. I'll look it up.
It's a lot.
Okay,
I'll show you a picture of the hall.
I want to see it, yeah.
And you'll just kind of know right away. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
It's big.
Oh, Can I show the camera?
Yeah,
show
let me the turn camera. Off the orientation
yeah.
lock.
The capacity is 2,265.
Oh.
Wait, say that again, babe.
2,265.
Like right under 3K.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm most excited about just being with an orchestra, man.
Wow, that's... How many members of the orchestra?
I don't know. It's a full, like, when you say Philharmonic, that's what you're going to see.
Wow. That's yeah. so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, your family and friends must be so proud.
Yeah.
Who are you most excited to come support?
To have come support?
Yeah. Is your mom going to be there?
Probably. Yeah.
She's got to be
mom,
there. She's got to be there.
My mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about your siblings?
Probably going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, our parents sacrificed everything for us to live the way we did. So... That's a nice full circle.
Yeah, I didn't even ask you. What are your mom's thoughts on your career change?
Oh, man, so much
fan mail.
Because,
you know, she probably wanted you to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
My parents are on the chiller side of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Are they still together?
Yes.
Okay.
But I sneak attack them.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I did the degree thing. I got the piece of paper.
Look, I did it.
But junior, senior year of college, I was building my music career.
Did they know you were doing that?
They just saw me like wheeling a keyboard in and out all the time, and, like doing random things. And then one day I was like, here are my numbers. Here's my income. And then they couldn't say anything.
Oh, you know what? We talk about this all the time with Asian parents. They don't take anything you're doing seriously unless the tone.
Yeah.
Unless you start making the money, the tone.
Yeah, yeah, the skrilla.
So
yeah.
Once the tone, if you show them that, they go, oh, out of soil.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. But why is that? Because I'm sure white families and other ethnic families aren't like that, right?
I don't know. Because money talks, man. Because money talks. Everybody speaks green. Cash rules everything around you. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
But you notice that?
Grandparents listen to rap music.
Mine do. No, they don't. They really don't. They're like, why is he talking so fast?
It's just, I wanted to express that. Because you know.
And it's a different time now. It's cool. It's like it's a.
So you think your parents have learned? They're more chill now about what you're doing.
Big time, yeah. It's been like just breaking them in since birth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So was this interview hard to do?
This one?
Yeah.
No, but it was hard for me when I wasn't sure of myself, like who I was, because I like have this history and like kind of my darker stuff, but I have to be this like. I'm Christian.
No, you know? Right, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But you got through this fairly easy.
Oh, this was a breeze and a half. This was a delight.
So have you done many interviews?
I haven't in a while.
So this is good, man.
Yeah.
This is good.
On my way here, I was kind of like.
Were you nervous?
Tapping the wheel a little bit.
How are we doing on time?
Pretty good. 56.
No, I mean, I just wanted to get the main points. Is there anything you wanted to talk about?
I want to ask you questions, but I don't know if like it's repeat stuff.
Okay, if you want to do. Hey, can you give me another Arrowhead sparkling water, please?
Yeah.
Can you get her one too?
No, I have five beverages.
No,
up here.
Let's do a quick comparison. Which one's better? The LaCroix or the Arrowhead sparkling?
And then I have like my actual
sparkling
water.
And then I have
water.
A bubbly. This is not that great.
What is that?
This is just always
what
on sale.
What makes it not great?
The flavor.
Oh.
Yeah, this is trying to be like this flavor.
But is it too artificial or what?
It's coming short.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll put that down here. I like bubbly, thank you. So you want to ask me some questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so you grew up in church too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you broke out or like woke up or what? When?
When I realized religion was BS.
Was like, so what
I was,
that moment?
When I was in Arizona State and I did acid.
You?
I had a bad trip.
Yeah.
And this LSD trip, I realized that because I saw dead people in the ceiling and I saw dead people like in the, when I was trying to go dong because I drank too much orange juice. Yeah, I was trying to take
orange juice makes you poop?
Well, it was like, I was empty stomach. It was Sunny Delight too, so it wasn't
so it's not orange juice.
Yeah. It's not orange juice.
You had syrup.
So I was drinking syrup and smoking Newports and that's all I was doing. But anyway, so I was listening to Portishead in the on a boombox.
Fuck yeah,
Dummy, the album Dummy, on track 3, Strangers on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't listen to her. I think she's a witch now.
Yeah, it's a little eerie for sure.
So I was doing that, and I was trying to go poo, and I looked at the the ground and the pattern started moving on me.
Acid.
And so I was like, oh, this is cool. And then when I looked up to the wall, I saw all these dead people looking at me with their hands too.
Oh.
So and they wanted it, the vibe was like, they were looking at me like they couldn't believe that I could see them. Like, oh my God, you could see us.
Like Toy Story.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, help us.
Yeah.
And so when that happened, I realized, oh, there's like
other stuff.
These cats ain't in heaven or they're stuck in the dimension.
Purgatory.
It was like, it's like, you know what I mean? Metaphysical stuff that I was not aware of because my brain would not allow, I mean, the acid allowed me to see these. You know, these dead people stuck in this sort of dimension. And, it was a bad day because my homie, Kendall, and he ended up getting arrested. Because when he was like, knocking on the door, he was like, hey, B, what's up? I rap with him. He was from New York, from Yonkers. He was, like, your typical.
Yeah, New Yorker.
Like, he'd wear, like, bomber.
Yeah.
Like, Nautica bomber jackets in the heat, you know.
Yeah.
And Timberland boots
Jesus
and stuff.
Kendall.
So he was straight up, like, Buckshot Shorty vibe, you know. But he was like, yo, B, what are you doing? And then I'm like, there's demons in here, man. And I threw him. I threw him in the bathroom, and that ruined his trip. He ended up running outside the dorm, and this was during break, but he ended up grabbing a girl's arm on the bus, like this, and like she called that in, and he ended up, he was on campus. He was on the campus of Arizona.
What campus?
Arizona State.
Oh.
ASU.
Yeah.
He was in front of the student rec center, like their 24-hour fitness. Like,
right.
And he ended up getting pepper sprayed. And then put on one of them, you know, the stretcher boards.
Oh, like with the leather straps.
Yeah, they strapped him in. But the whole time I didn't know where he was. So I kept looking out the window, like of my dorm. like, where is he? And then so I went back to my, I laid in my dorm room and I was laying on my bed. And I was looking up and I smoked a cigarette and I was chilling. And I was looking up in the ceiling and I saw they were on in my ceiling now, but like looking down at me.
Okay.
And they covered the whole ceiling.
That's scary as hell.
Yeah.
Question though.
Uh-huh.
Why does that prove that these guys exist? Why is it not just a hallucination?
I don't know, because that wasn't the first time that happened.
Oh.
This has been a
in your house too,
no,
or something?
No, this is all like at my Arizona State experimental days.
Okay.
Because that's not the first time. I actually saw them once, and when I lived in because we ended up like not being friends. Like we lived together in the same dorm
room.
You
and the rapper dude.
Yeah, me and the rapper dude Kendall. And I'm like, oh, I want to get my own dorm room.
Yeah.
But then I ended up doing mushrooms later on that year.
And this is great story.
I was staring. The same thing where I saw the dead people, but there's a cross like in the middle in the ceiling, and there's the dead people, but then there's like a snake like wrapping around the cross
whoa.
Not good. I never had a good trip
ever.
No, it was always dark like that.
I've had some dark ones.
Yeah, so you have similar stories like that.
Yeah, I mean sometimes it gets dark. I didn't see dead people ever.
Yeah, okay.
Ever. Yeah. But I just get kind of like lost in my own thoughts.
Yeah.
In a bad way. Like
nothing demonic or metaphysical.
I don't think I've had much experience with all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So kids, don't do drugs. You know, don't do drugs out there. You could do ayahuasca. I'm not against ayahuasca.
I tried ayahuasca.
You could do marijuana, but just don't do LA. Well, I don't know.
I just
couldn't do it.
Okay. Formative moment for you.
Yes.
It was a pivotal moment. It was transformative, yeah.
Question. So, like, do you feel like drugs are an amplification of your current mental state, your mental state at the time?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, would you say that you were in an unhealthy mental state?
Oh, yeah.
See, I feel that the bad trips are linked.
I was in a dark place.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why you saw all that shit.
I was not living a righteous life.
Oh, no. Tell me about it. Like, what's not righteous?
I mean, there was another story. Can I tell you another story?
A story away.
Okay, so Kendall's involved too.
Yeah.
Kendall's like, hey, B, I met a cat with shrooms, B.
Uh-huh.
Mushrooms? I'll do mushrooms.
In what form? Caps?
He just wanted to get an eighth or a quarter, you know, just some normal stuff.
Okay.
He's like, I met a hippie kid.
Uh-oh.
Let's go come roll with me. I go, okay, I'll go with you. So this kid lived in a dorm called Choya. Choya dorm. It was more apartment style living dorm life.
Okay.
And he was on the fourth level. And then He was a nice kid, a white kid, with your typical Grateful Dead college student with long hair.
Yep.
And just was chill.
Yep.
So it was this, that guy, long hair. He had, it was, his shrooms were, you know, like where you put Tupperware, where you put food? Mm-hmm. He had Tupperware made for food, but with different types of shrooms, with like different compartments and stuff. And so he brought it out. Like, you know, okay, so, yeah, so he had, like, these, this dorm was, like, he had his own dorm room, like, his own, like, bed room, but then he had, like, a living room area with a coffee table, so he kept going back and forth from his room back to the living room where he would show us his stuff.
Yeah.
So he was, like, okay, and he, like, put it in, he's, like, okay, so that's what I have, and then I was thinking it's a normal deal, so I'm, like, oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy, and then Kendall's like, what do you think, Pete? What do you think? And I go, yeah, let's
get a bag. Let's get an eight.
Let's get a quarter. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, yeah, we'll get a quarter of that. Uh-huh. He goes, okay, well, no problem, man. Uh-huh. Well, I'm just going to go in the back. Yeah, I'm going to roll. He was going to roll us a joint.
Okay.
So he's, and then he, and so he goes back into the, his bedroom area to smoke a side, you know, yeah, to seal the deal, to be a cool guy.
That's sweet.
So while that was happening, Kendall was sitting across from me, but his energy, he was like, have you seen Godfather 1 before Michael Corleone kills a guy? At
yeah,
the
di-? Of course.
So he had, he was like that. He was like this. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah, I've seen this. I've seen that. It's scary.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not a mind reader.
No.
So he was just, yeah, you know. And before you know it, Kendall grabs not just a compartment. He grabs the whole, the guy's whole stash.
No.
I'm talking, I don't know the street
rent
drug amount
that was
of that.
His rent,
but it was a lot.
Yeah,
he grabbed it, put the thing on it, and before you know it, he was out the door.
Kendall's kind of wild.
Yeah, so if I could go back in a time machine, I would have, because I'm doing therapy now.
Oh, good.
So I would have paused,
yeah,
and waited for the guy to come out and go, dude, listen, I didn't know he was gonna do that.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I'll fix this.
Aww.
But instead, I just ran out the door with
it. What else? Yeah, instinctively.
So it's like, you know, I don't, the way you used to like toilet paper people's houses yeah, as a kid, like,
so
it's
fun.
That amplified by like 100. Because it's drugs are involved and stealing's involved. Yeah. So we're hopping fences, like hopping the,
shaking off pit bulls, down
the,
and like,
the, I'm running down the, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
We and then we ended up like go taking it to the CD. It wasn't even the dorm. It was, we hung out the CD drug house, like yeah, this, the meth house.
Yeah,
like the drug, the meth house,
mm-hmm,
with all these lost people in life,
boarded up windows,
just happened
and,
to be there.
Yeah,
and Kendall ends up throwing all of the mushrooms on their table.
Oh,
so I don't recommend this. You definitely don't do hallucinogenics when you're in a fear based, adrenaline based energy. You know, so he throws it. He's like, all right, dude, come on. I go, we're gonna do it.
He's
now
on weed.
No, he, we're, he's about to eat shroom. No, we're about to, all,
okay,
we're splitting up the shrooms amongst all the other drug
got
users.
It.
Yeah, so I'm like, this just happened,
yeah,
an hour ago,
mm-hmm,
and it's dark now. Mm-hmm. I'm at this meth house or the CD house, so I just grab, I grab the shrooms
and ate your vegetables.
I ate the shrooms like in this crazy induced paranoia state,
adrenaline,
and so somewhere, okay, maybe an hour or two goes by, and then I'm like, okay, I need air. I need to just leave. I gotta get out of here. So I like left all of them. I left Kendall too.
Mm-hmm.
And my dorm was not that far. It was walking distance,
mm-hmm,
probably maybe a 8 to 10 minute walk away. Mm-hmm. So I could have just walked there. I needed the air anyway. So I'm walking through campus, but I remember there's a campus police.
Yes.
I had to walk through there to get to my dorm. But I remember I was so paranoid because, like, I would walk in the parking lot, and every time I took a step, it would go vroom. Like, it was
frame,
like a delay.
Frame jump.
Yeah, it was,
yeah,
like frame jumps, mm, and stuff. So I was, like, going through that, and I go, oh, okay, I'm tripping.
Yeah.
So what happened, I ended up going, I lived in a dorm called Saguaro, which is, it's a co-ed single living. Like, I had my own dorm room. It was co-ed, but then there was community bathroom. And yeah, it was like the cheapest, it's the best deal on campus because,
oh, yeah,
it was like a lot cheaper. So I ended up going in the hallway, opening up. I was on the third floor and I opened up to the hallway And it was like The Shining. It was so scary. It was like, so I go, and I just, I didn't go to my dorm room. And that's good I didn't do that. And I'll tell you why. I live by this local park.
Okay.
You know, there's like, this is a local community park that happened to be near campus.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to just go there and chill. And you know, I'll be outside and I could just wait it out until I stop tripping.
Right.
But during all that, this was happening, word got around that it was this Asian guy and this African American guy. And at the time in the 90s, there weren't that many Asian, because I skateboard.
In Arizona.
Yeah, in Arizona, too. It's that guy, the Korean guy that skateboards. Oh, that guy?
Everyone, like, conjures your face up immediately.
Guy.
Yep.
It's that guy. Yeah. So they're not supposed to do that. They broke protocol, dormitory protocol, because the person at the front desk at Saguaro Dorm let them know exactly what room I was in.
Oh, my God.
So you have three dudes while I was at the park with baseball bats. Okay.
They came after you.
They came after me. Not Kendall. They came to my dorm.
Baseball bats.
With bats. But I wasn't there. I was at the park. Okay.
Thank God.
I was at the park. And let me tell you, okay, let's fast forward. Okay, so nothing happened. It all cooled down. But a month later, literally a month and a half, a month later, I'm at just nothing happened. But I'll tell you how it caught up to me. And that's why this story has an ending and a message, okay? It's a karmic. There's a karmic message involved, okay? So I'm at a party. It's an off-campus party. Kegger. Yep. You know, we've all been there. It's a kegger. Not on camp. It's like, you know, at some apartment complex. Mm-hmm. I'm there with this cat. His name was... It's my homie Dustin's friend, Rufio. His name was Rufio and some other guy. And so I'm there... And it's just a normal party. I remember I had a 12-pack of Budweiser cans, cold beer.
Yep.
I had I had beer, my own beer. I'm drinking beers. Yep. And I remember these guys at the bottom level inside the house goes, "Hey, can I get one of those?" And I go, "Oh, yeah." I gave him two beers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then I heard, and I'm just hanging out. But then I heard that, oh, they're rolling a blunt upstairs. I go, "Oh, I want to smoke."
Mm-hmm.
So I just go up there and I don't know who lived at the house, but it's some kid's room. You know, they're rolling the joint.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, there's like three or four dudes that put their hand on my neck like this.
What?
They're like this. They're like this. They're like, "We know who you are." They're like, "We know who you are, man. You ripped my friend off, man. You're dead, man." You know? And so I'm doing this, and I'm trying to look for Rufio, because that's my only backup.
Yeah.
And I look over at him like this.
Mm-hmm.
I go, "Hey, are you going to help me?" He looked away. So he kind of like just, he didn't look away, he kind of looked down. You know, like, not look away, he went like, you know how
either a person way, that's nervous. He did you dirty,
You know, he was probably scared.
Totally.
So he looked down, and so that's when I'm like, oh, I'm on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And so, during all this chaos, the guy's room we were in, "Hey, dude, what do you got? Get out, take it outside. It's my room, man."
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh. So I mean, we're upstairs, and I remember I was so, I don't know if anyone, have you, it's so much fear. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get beat up.
Yeah, or die.
And so, or die. So I remember walking down the stairs. Just trip like, oh no, what am I gonna do?
Yeah.
And by the time it was like the third step to the bottom, someone hit me in the back of the head, and I remember I saw stars.
Wow!
Boom! And I'm like this, and oh, and there they pushed me out of the front door, and it was literally like a scene in the movie.
Like you're getting jumped.
I'm getting jumped.
Yeah.
They have the wolf pack circle around me, and it was literally like a movie. Because I'll tell you why. So I'm getting beat up. I'm like, I used to wrestle, so I was kind of like defending myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I was like, I got a blow. My nose was bleeding.
Of course.
They kept pushing me. They kept, you know, hitting me. And I was like, boom, boom, boom. But then it was like the pinnacle of that scene is like they threw me like at a certain area of the circle where the guy, the hippie guy, the kid and his friend like stepped in the middle of the circle. They go, "You remember us?" Like the kid we ripped off.
No. The shroom dealer?
The shroom dealer and one of his, like, tough friends. Like, he had a tough friend. I don't know how I somehow I managed to escape that. So I don't know how it's all blur. But somehow I knew a guy who he knew I lived in his dorm. I forgot his name. I should thank him. But he drove me back to my dorm. Aww. And so when I told Kendall what had happened, he's like, "What? Let's go get him." I'm like, "We ain't gonna get him. I got jumped. You didn't get jumped."
Yeah. Are you still cool with Rufio?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I don't know.
Was it over between you guys at that moment?
No, because I have no animosity. It was just, you know, we're kids, you know? It's like, I don't know. I mean, you know, we're in our early 20s and it was a messed up situation.
Yep.
But there's a point to this. It's like, dude, I'm sober. I don't even drink beer anymore. Like, I'm going on 10 years sobriety.
Wow.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, it's like, if you want to lead that kind of life and make those decisions, this type of stuff will happen.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. Like, so I'm a firm believer in karma. Like, I don't steal. I don't do something I'm not supposed to do. I try to do the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, have Clara on my show so people go to the Walt Disney concert.
nice wrap.
Yeah.
I have so many questions, though. Yeah. Like, when you're getting jumped, do you feel pain or, like, after punch two?
No, because your adrenaline's going
exactly.
Your adrenaline's pumping so hard that... you don't. It's almost like an outer body experience.
Yeah, you move in, but you're not.
Yeah, you think you are. I really can't explain it. I mean, that's the only time that's actually happened.
Okay,
that where I got jumped.
Okay,
like that. But
how was recovery like?
It was hard to come to grip. Like, my friendship with Kendall and all those cats, like, it didn't diminish, but, like, I definitely maybe that was the beginning of my loner role, like, where I just didn't want to be around anyone.
Because you don't trust people.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, not be involved with all this drama.
Right.
So I think that was the moment or when I really started, like, wanting to just live on, have my own room. Now it's like our own apartment, but it's like I've always lived in studios from that point on. Ugh. I've never had a roommate, or I don't know, that maybe a lot of it's derivative from that tragic event, you know. But yeah, I learned a lot of lessons. So kids, don't do that story. It's not to glamorize that life. It's to there's just lessons in it. George, you don't agree?
Just
what's the point? What's the point?
Be smart is the
point.
If you do
drugs recreationally, you know, hallucinogenics, make sure you're in the right state of mind. You're around good friends. Honest people. Okay, so yeah. Okay, so if you decide to do hallucinogenics or mushrooms, make sure that you're around good people, that you're in a good mind space, headspace.
Agreed.
That you're around good energy, right?
Agreed.
That you know your energy is good. But most importantly, this is just my personal opinion. I believe that you should be outside somewhere near nature.
Mm-hmm.
Because all those experiences, like when I was on LSD or shrooms, when I saw that stuff was indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it can confines your mind or something. You're like,
it can what your mind?
Is it confining or is that a
confine
word?
Your mind?
Confide?
Confine.
Confined? Yeah, it confines your mind.
Yeah, yeah. It can.
Like,
yeah.
It closes it
I've
up.
Had friends say
or
the ceiling
it.
Came, like, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't, that's cool that you asked that. I haven't, like, you know, I'm not ashamed of telling you stories like that because I don't partake in that lifestyle anymore. That was when I was a kid, literally.
Right.
And I probably owe a lot of amends in Arizona for a lot of the choices that I used to make back then. That's, that was wildin'. And, you know,
Arizona's
another thing
wildin'.
On top of all that, you went to Irvine and UCLA. Like, you weren't doing any of this stuff. Like ripping people off and running and jumping fences, right?
No, although I had my run-ins with friends like that. Like, I had one something like that.
Like, well, go ahead.
It's not, not. It's,
oh, okay.
Your
okay.
story is yeah, like yeah. gold.
No, I'm not trying to compare.
My story is like
But the comparison
bronze.
I'm trying to make is like, as far as for the most part, you're doing like normal stuff. Like,
yeah, I'm kind know. Of, I try to walk a good road, you know? I think I'm going to be like a dope mom because I'll like know how to lead, but also be like, but have this experience here.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Yeah.
And that's way different than where we're.
Oh, my God.
Both our upbringings.
Oh, my God.
Because your father and mother have a temper?
Father had a temper. They both have tempers. Mm. We all have tempers. My dad would just kind of yell and it would like startle me because he yells so loud.
Yeah.
And then it was just over. Like,
but it was scary, wasn't it?
Yeah, but like if dad's yelling, like, I fucked up, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Mom and I would always like, all day.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
we that was fun. Yeah, that was a lot. Fun. Couple fun stories at the end. Thanks for asking that. I really, yeah,
hey,
that was cool.
I like to know things. You know, it's
we
all
are
about
over an hour now.
The shared.
What's a good introductory song? What's the first one with your new?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, let's go back to your music.
All right, so like the kind of pleasing song for everybody is Clara, My Kinda Lovin'. My Kinda Lovin'.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Okay, My Kinda Lovin'.
It's like, you're my favorite kind of lovin'.
Oh, nice.
It's just like, it's a bop. It's like,
and
it
that's
feels,
on Spotify?
Feels good. It's on Spotify, on Apple Music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's only three things out as mm-hmm. my name, as Clara.
Mm-hmm.
So that, a song called Electric, which is like a little smoother and heavier.
Mm-hmm. You do all the production?
I am always involved on
because
everything.
Because I saw, when I didn't
video,
know you and I was walking
production,
at the spot
writing.
Where you guys were working, you had some kind of harp, like a like some weird instrument or something you were playing with, like it was a stringed instrument.
I've never played a harp.
Or not a harp, but you had some kind of stringed instrument.
I have lots of stringed instruments.
But, and then you had your laptop attached to it with some music box or something? Oh, I don't know.
Music
yeah.
box?
Or some kind of, like a music interface?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm always tinkering with things. I just got a talk box.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. What's a talk box?
A California line.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's where you're, like, sending air and then playing the notes you sing.
Wow. That's so
cool. So if you
cool.
shred on piano, you're singing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
it's pretty
so
dope.
Cool. So you're constantly experimenting with recordings and stuff.
I'm always... You know, exploring, like...
That's so cool.
Learning.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. I'm
if
proud
you're not
that
learning,
you,
you're
came
dying.
A, you came a long way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm still on the way.
Yeah.
So are you.
Yeah, we're all trying to learn, and I'm glad, I'm proud that that's a big deal. You have a big week next week, and I know you're going to kill it. I know you're going to do well.
You know it.
Yeah, I already know it. Is there anything... George...
That was fun.
Is there any? So, did we? Let's go over her social. Like, what's your Instagram again?
Instagram is Clara C L A R A C music.
Okay, and then that's all in caps.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, but you're all the, your music stuff's all in caps.
Insta, yeah. Like if you're trying to find my name on Spotify, it's just Clara in caps.
Okay.
Yeah, Spotify was like, you got to be a somebody to have caps. I don't know why they're from. Oh. Why'd I do that accent?
Yeah.
But I had to prove my numbers, and then they gave me the caps.
Oh,
isn't that
wow.
kind of nuts? So I fought for those caps. Yeah. Type it in.
And then Facebook.
Facebook is Clara C Music.
Okay.
YouTube is Clara C Music.
Mm-hmm. And so you have your concert next week on the 10th, right?
And Seattle's the 16th.
And then Seattle's the 16th. And the prices on both for...
There you go, 40 to 70.
So say that again, 40 for what?
40 to 70.
40 to 70 for the Walt Disney show?
Brian McKnight, Clara,
the Brian McKnight,
and orchestra.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, dude, thanks for
That's
hopping
not bad.
On. Did you have fun?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that was great, right? Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to give some shout outs. So there's no sponsors this week. We're not.
Nope.
Okay. Well,
you're gonna read our Patreon sponsors right now.
Yeah, right now. So we
shout out
a big shout out to the new Patreons. We love y'all.
Hey,
Paul Kim, Christopher Aiden,
ooh,
Josh Nixon, Lennart, Joe Corral, Tristan Kirschbaum.
These are cool names.
If you want to become a part of the Patreon family and be linked in with us, go to Patreon.
They get
rare art, rare songs, rare drawings. You know, they'll know what guest is on a week before. Before anyone, okay?
Sounds like you're involved in this journey.
You'll
Hell
be
yeah.
involved directly in this journey. You'll be involved with us, okay? Patreon.com/ Stevie Weeby. I have a band camp also. I'm working on a new album myself called Collage of the Mirage. It's going to be available at StevieWeebyBandCamp.com. Look out for, on Instagram, two bunnies that you'll see at the end with this Lil Rayan animation. The number 2, BUNNIEZ. And the Instagram for the Stevie Weeby show is at Kwangu, QUANGOU. That's my Korean name, E Kwangu.
Kwangu Shi.
Yeah, and we have can I open the package?
Did you get fan mail?
Cover the address.
Okay, I'll cover the address. So
have
I'm gonna
fun.
Open it. It's from the homie Kip because I already saw it. It's from Kip. The
you
homie Kip Killigan's a junglist.
Scissors.
He's a DJ and a junglist. So he's my
Did
dear
you say
brother.
A junglist?
He's a jungle DJ. Yeah, he spins jungle.
Like Afro beats.
I want him. I want to get him.
Classic.
Hmm. Maybe some.
Well, just wait. So you get to take everything out.
Oh, fun.
Steve has to guess what's in here.
Maybe some.
Without any. Oh, my God. And I get to keep it instead?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we could share it.
Okay, what did it feel like, Steve?
It was already soft, so I'm guessing like a sweatshirt or something.
Okay, let's.
Okay. Oh, dang.
Oh, there's a couple things going on
Whoa.
Here. That's not a sweatshirt.
Whoa, hold up. Let's see what's up here. Oh, this is August 17th. Drum and bass. Featuring Bean 5000, Mantis Claw, J-Rock, no cover. Okay, so go to Flagstaff for that, okay, guys?
We got a... What?
Wow, that's cool.
B-O-O-M... Boombox... Bros. Boombox
wow.
Bros.
That's cool, man. And that's a bag?
This Whoa, is a bag.
That's
this is
sick.
What the boys this is what the boys
Ooh.
Use, right? Or the girls use it too.
Oh yeah.
You're a
Let
wizard.
Me check it out. Check this
More.
Out. Oh wow. Thanks, Kip. Look at this.
Hi. Hi, Curbs.
Oh,
Kip's
coming.
Wow, this
that?
Person loves you.
I love Kip Killigan. I've known him. I met him. He's my Arizona homie. I met him back in the day. He was actually the opposite. He was like a good. He was like a good soul. Like he was.
No,
this guy kept me out of trouble.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah.
He's not absconding with shrooms.
Yeah. So we're gonna get him on the show. So I'm already talking to him.
Yeah, that's kind of dope. Look at this DeLorean.
Shout out to
artwork.
Kip Killigan. I love you, brother. I've always supported your music, brother. I love you.
I support your poster.
Look at this is dope too. He's like the mayor of Flagstaff, so he runs the jungle scene in Flagstaff. Look at that, huh?
I like that.
Yeah, and then can I see the
CD?
This? Boombox. How do you say that,
Dang.
Bro? Oh, Boombox Brothers.
Yeah.
Boombox Brothers. And then,
whoa!
Whoa! And then let me check this out.
Some many magnifying glasses.
Is that
this
to read
is,
something special?
So this is Kip's album. It's called Boombox Brothers, Sophomore Class. Cop that on the internet if you can, okay? And then Kip Killigan's going to be a future guest.
All right.
Hey.
You know? Yeah, so thank
sick
you.
Sick pencils.
Well, there's pencils in there too?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. Let me see. Dude, thank you, Kip. Oh, damn, I didn't think you... This is...
Cool.
Are those patches?
Yes! Those
look
good.
Oh, wow, King of Jungle patches. Look at that.
And you can redeem...
Wow.
That.
Dude, Kip, you hooked it up, brother. Jeez.
Christmas and a half.
Wow, thank you, Kip. I love you.
And look, a pencil case.
Thank
that
you.
Fits in your
three-ring
binder.
Oh.
Three-ring
binder. It's a pencil case. Thank you again for coming.
Absolutely.
Now it's time for the two bunnies and Little Ray's World. Was that fun?
Well,
girls.
Well, my friends. There's no one around. Do you hear anything beep? The only thing here this week looks like air, man. Well, Beep, I don't really know how to communicate with air, but I appreciate it, because if we didn't have air, we would both die, right? Well, me and Beep wrote a song about air, and it goes like this. This one's about air, the stuff you breathe air, in man. Every day. Woo-hoo. You know about it, man. Here we go. I know you're there, air, got time.